Blog Talk Radio.
Sweetens the airwaves a little bit.
Can I ask you something that I'm
I think everybody. Do you think that?
I don't think you're a big sweet eater. I mean, you know, some every once in a while you'll have that. You know, you want that dessert, but you're not a big sweet eater like I am.
But I think that no. But I think that everybody has to a degree.
How can anybody and everybody love?
Sort of an addiction to sweetness. I think so. Everybody, because when you think about this, we have been given sugar from. I mean, as far as we're concerned, all the baby foods that we were fed.
Actually, the formula is based on sugar.
Of course.
And I remember that that in the beginning, my daughter was very allergic to the sugar. And
really?
She threw up, so I had to give her a soy-based instead of the
wow.
sugar-based. And then, you know, later on I switched back. Sometimes, you know, your stomach's very sensitive to it as you're a baby, so... They can't break down the sugar as they can as an adult and stuff like that.
Well, I'm even talking about like when you first go into solid foods.
The baby jars and stuff like that, sure.
And if you read it, and you know, I don't know if I ever told you the story, when I always loved the spaghetti and spaghetti, the gerbas, the spaghetti and meatballs. I loved that.
I've never seen those when I was shopping for baby food.
I'll tell you why they're still there. Because,
it was in a baby jar?
Yes. And I'll tell you why I know they're still there. My mother used to, I mean, I've always loved it. Every year, as like kind of a gag gift,
mm-hmm.
my mother would give me, for my birthday,
box of spaghetti meatballs?
Absolutely, the Gerbers.
The
yeah.
baby jars?
Yeah.
Really?
And you know what? She would get me that. I never told you the story.
No.
Fine. For dessert, you'd get me the banana and tapioca.
That I remember,
right.
yeah.
So every year, as you know, one of my gifts, I always got that.
That is so cute.
Always, and you know what I used to do? I used to heat it up the way she used to heat it up to make in
a
pot of water.
Like
right,
that.
That's exactly right. And that I could always, mm-hmm. I think I got it. I don't think she ever missed a year yet, giving that as one of my gifts.
Yeah, that's cute. But you know, getting back to as a kid, you know, the formulas are based on a sugar base, and also as the baby gets older, they introduce rice into the formula,
right?
And that's another base of sugar
right.
in another form, you know,
well,
that sugar.
That was my lead-in.
Right.
I remember I used to read the jars,
mm-hmm.
and my God, the amount of sodium. And sugar
yes.
in those. It's just like,
well, that's
oh
only because
my
it's
God.
For growth. It's
of
for
course.
Growth. Sure,
course.
As any baby needs.
But
as we get older, it's a different story.
That's
and I
point.
Think that's why, you know, we could be addicted to it as human beings because we're so introduced into it, right?
See that? I gave you the baby.
What could I do?
And that is exactly the point I was making. That we're introduced since we're weeks,
babies.
Months old.
Yeah.
So that's our first introduction to sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Well, we don't know better.
Of course not.
At that point, a body just needs it as we not needs it, but craves it as we get older because it was the first thing that was introduced to us.
Exactly,
you know,
right. Exactly right. And you know, when you think about it, it's not that it was just introduced once.
No,
you had it on a daily basis.
You had to.
So,
but that was to you know, growing. We had
right.
we needed that to grow.
Well, you know, a certain amount, and you know, it's funny because in our talk up today, you know, as far as you know, in our show promo, I said if you're one of those people that likes a little coffee in their sugar, and I have to say that's me. You know, I do usually use like the artificial sweetness, but my
well,
main
when
advice,
I first met you,
uh-huh.
you used to take all that sugar.
That's exactly right. That was
mm-hmm.
my, and I always just say that's my one vice,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to hang on to it. And granted, that's not the worst thing that you could do for your body, but it's not the best.
No.
It's not the best, but it's, as far as all the harmful things I could be doing, yeah, you know what, sugar in my coffee is probably not the worst thing that I can do. But, you know, when you think about people that are having it six times a day and with, you know, 7 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're talking about something.
And that's
like
just
that,
when you're drinking coffee. Just about, imagine everything else they eat with that.
That's exactly
or drink
right.
Drink more, you know, drink their regular juices or whatever, you know, to go along with the regular meals.
If that's the only diet, you know, it's not healthy.
Well, you know what? Basically,
yours.
There's sugar in a lot of unknown things that you wouldn't even believe. Or, you know, like I said, rice.
Yeah.
Rice is a form
absolutely.
Of sugar. Pasta is another form of sugar.
Starch,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
And, you know, people that are so naive to
mm-hmm.
nutrition don't know about these things.
Exactly. And that's where we fall into the good and the bad. You know, and the funny thing about people like to think, well, a good sugar is, I mean, let's break it, let's make it as easy as possible for the people. The best sugars are the natural sugars. And by that, I don't mean honey, because honey is really not natural.
No.
It's manipulated by man. So, you know, it's like it might be
unless
natural.
You eat a honeycomb.
Right. Unless,
and nobody eats a honeycomb.
But with our natural processes, it's
and if you had, you know, if you had honey actually really from straight from the honeycomb, really not as sweet.
No, it's not.
As honey is, you
no.
know, because they, of course, they mix sugar into the real
sure.
honey, but the real honey that comes from the comb is not as sweet. It's just sticky and gooey. That's it.
But, you know, it's funny because if you've ever tasted it in its natural state, it isn't as sweet as what we want honey to be, but it's
mm-hmm.
sweet enough.
Yeah,
you know?
It's sweet, but it's not.
Right. It's not the same. So it's really, it's a matter of what we're conditioned to. I mean, if you gave that to somebody, now, how did that make sense?
Don't even ask. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to figure out how that wildcat.
it didn't even go.
Well, you know
into
something?
Guess.
That just shows somebody who expected a taste of honey.
Yeah.
And didn't get it and it's a little upset. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it, totally get it. Now
yeah.
I'm following the parallel. But that's really it. I mean, if you put that on a piece of toast for somebody, they would probably, like, frown because they were already introduced to honey the way we know honey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that goes for anything else. When people say all natural maple syrup, unsweetened, no, it's sweetened. It has to be sweetened
yeah.
to a degree to get through our system. So it's just, you know, if you're buying anything in a store, if you're buying anything that has been in the bottle, anything that has been in plastic, it has been touched by human hands, and it is not in its natural state, period, end of it, and that's what the FDA does.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to be processed to a degree. So we're not going to get maple syrup the way maple syrup would taste if we actually got it ourselves, if we were in our log cabin in the woods and put it on our pancakes. And not the pancakes.
Well, that's what, you know, that's what these companies do. They make everything taste better. You know, they take anything from a natural state. And if you ever buy something that's either organic or in a natural state, it costs more money in the natural state than it is for somebody that was man-made after that. You know, and they processed it, you know, put it through the mill and stuff like that, and then you're paying more for something that's even more natural.
And, you know, and that's always been my chief complaint. And
it's really basically cheaper because it's not touched.
Well, see, now that's what you and I have always discussed as far as the gourmet foods and the healthy foods and the natural foods that
yeah.
people should be eating are, you're talking about, you could buy something for $2 for a family whose average income is maybe $50,000.
So what we were watching this afternoon,
right.
The View, saying
exactly.
that obesity is made from, you know, people that don't have the money because
that's exactly
they
right.
can't afford anything healthy.
Well, you know, and, you know, a lot of people would say it's really systematic bigotry in a way because, you know, when you think about all these places that open up in the poorer neighborhoods. What are they? Popeyes and all these things that open up in the poorer neighborhood. Why? Because it's affordable, and you're
it's
feeding
affordable.
People that can't do better and can't go out to the Whole Foods and pay $12 for a nice piece, clean piece of chicken. So they're going to buy Popeyes for their whole family for $12.
Yep.
So think about this. Even if it's something that they're thinking about, well, I'd like to feed my family better. At this point, you're only thinking about feeding your family. So we feed the poorest population the poorest form of nutrition. So what does that say about us?
That's Lucy that's complaining. Lucy is saying that
she knows I'm speaking right. It's horrible.
And even Ethel's ringing the bell. You're right. We're right.
But this is what we do, and that's the point that we have to make. We make it unaffordable. Think about the two things that we make unaffordable: culture and sustenance.
Yep.
We charge these ridiculous prices for people to go to museums and Broadway. So we're keeping the average person out of things, let alone the low income, and decent food.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's terrible. It's really terrible.
Yeah, but for the grace of God, I hope I never had to make that decision. But if I only had $5 in my pocket and I was hungry and I maybe didn't eat right for a couple of days, you know what? Going to fast food and getting a soda, getting some fries and, you know, a big Mac or whatever, that would make sense to me on an empty stomach. But this is what we do, as opposed to, you go to Whole Foods, what does it get you? Maybe some celery?
If you think about it, it also is making wise choices. With the $5, you can either go get yourself a bag of peanuts or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. Let's educate the public and make everything a little bit more affordable so everybody could have it. Not just certain groups of people, everybody could have it. But when that's...
But we can't fix that, but we can fix the way people think, though, right?
You know, Alit, I have a little multiple. Well, actually, it's a little quiz.
Okay.
I'm not going to be. I'm not taking points with the spelling.
Sure.
But, I lie sometimes. But I definitely want to, because this is really interesting.
Lucy and Ethel want to play too. So if they chirp, they'll know.
They can't hold their pencils right, so they're not playing anything. But this actually was improvised from Self Magazine. It's really interesting because it goes about showing us the good sugars versus the bad sugars, and you'd be surprised, you know, at face value, what represents what. And I'm going to give you the first one, and you know, because it's sometimes the amount of sugar in a food isn't so obvious.
Okay.
But when you look at the pairs that they filed, you there were a couple that I went through, and I said, oh wow, I didn't know that. Now, the first group up, we're looking at Starbucks Grande Espresso Frappuccino.
Oh, okay.
Or a Starbucks Vanilla Bean. Okay, I'm saying Vanilla Cream Frappuccino. Okay, which
cream, or is it syrup?
They're all cream.
Oh, I'm going to say the Grande Frappuccino.
Okay, so that's you saying the Vanilla Bean.
No, what did you say?
I said the Grande Espresso Frappuccino.
Okay.
Or the Grande Vanilla Bean Cream Frappuccino.
Oh, then I'm going to say the Vanilla Bean Cream.
Okay, is that what you're saying?
That is the
final
right
answer. Okay.
Is that the right answer?
I'm not telling you yet. Now, see how you want to jump ahead.
I want to know.
You want to know now?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I right?
Look. Yeah, the vanilla has to.
Okay.
Okay, but you know what? That wasn't that hard. That wasn't that hard. Okay, now wait a second.
Because when you said espresso, you know, coffee really has no sweetening.
But you know, the minute you introduced vanilla bean cream,
right? I mean, you gave
go.
It away.
So I mean, right then and there. Although it could have gone the opposite direction.
No.
You know, sometimes it's like that sneaky kind of.
You
know,
say frappuccino cream.
See all of the above. Okay. Now. Okay, one serving, and that would be one serving of Sour Patch Kids, which I don't like because they actually
the
make
they get you
flat.
Right in the
teeth. But people love it. But now that would be 16 pieces of that. Okay, so I guess
okay.
that would be a whole serving of like a bag or whatever. Right?
What else?
Okay, or a 4-ounce orange scone.
Okay.
Or,
no.
Okay. A 4-ounce apple pastry, or okay,
mm-hmm.
a double stuffed Oreo, or
wow,
okay, 3 York peppermint patties.
Regular sizes?
Yeah. Okay, let's go through it again.
You said 16 Sour Patches.
Sour Patch Kids.
It's like gummy bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you have an orange scone.
No, take that out. That's out.
Okay, now you have the same 4-ounce apple pastry.
No, take that out.
Okay. Or you have 2 double Oreos.
No, take that out.
Okay. Or 3 York peppermint patties.
So you got the first or the second. I'm going to pick Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. You're actually right. You're actually right.
Yeah.
That's very good. Now the peppermint patties, they're kind of
they're almost fat free.
They're misleading because they're
fat free.
It
also is Sour Patch Kids, but Sour Patch Kids is all sugar.
Right.
And that's the difference.
You know, the truth is, if you're going to grab some candy, if you want that chocolate chip. My
the
vote.
York peppermint patties, and also, you know what, another one that's equivalent to that.
Goldberg. No, but that's...
No,
that's
Three Musketeers, you'd be shocked.
Stop.
Three Musketeers, yeah, that fluff stuff. Isn't that hardly any fat?
Yeah, but they don't claim to be fat-free.
No, it's not fat-free. Neither is York peppermint patties. Low fat.
Low fat.
And so is Three Musketeers. I know my candy, believe me. Next.
I think that's it. I'm trying to think. I think that's the only thing we had. Oh, okay. Wait a second. You know, I read it wrong. My mistake.
Uh-oh.
Okay. No. S'more. Okay. Think. What's more? A double stuffed Oreo or a York peppermint patty?
What's more sugar?
Mm-hmm.
I would say a double stuffed Oreo.
No.
No? York peppermint patty, huh?
Yeah. York peppermint patties contain twice.
Wow.
Well, twice as much as
double. It's double the size, so.
Wow.
Okay, I can see that.
You know, okay. Yeah, 26 grams or 6.5 teaspoons of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. And Sour Patch Kids have actually twice as much as Twizzlers.
Yeah.
But you know, in fact, Twizzlers, whether
it's another
get,
fat-free candy.
Right. Whether you get the chocolate, which I like the most,
mm-hmm.
or the licorice, or the
they're all good.
Strawberry, they always say a low-fat snack. They don't say no fat.
No, it's a low-fat snack.
And, you know, a scone will pack as much sugar as the pastry with
yeah, milk. That's boring. I'd rather have a cupcake.
Right. And it's 34 grams or 8 grams. Or eight teaspoons of sugar. That's about that.
Also has to do with size.
Right, but that's 4 ounces.
It's like four ounces
is not that big.
No, it's a little bigger than your fist. That's about
right.
It.
But now let's look at the good sugars and the bad sugars. And I think that I'm going to let you lead with this.
Yeah. Do you want me to say the good sugars and the bad sugars? Is you want me to lead?
I want you to lead. I want you to dance. I want you to lead. You lead this discussion. You tell us.
It's a simple carbohydrate. People don't understand that carbohydrate is sugar.
Then sing it, sister.
Yeah, complex, right? And then you get also. What's complex? You tell me what the complex carbohydrates.
You tell the public, baby.
Huh?
You tell the public. I'm looking for my notes.
Carbohydrates are the vegetables. Plant-based one, let's see. Actually, is a complex. What else? Help me.
No, I'm not helping you. You're working.
You're not helping me.
You're working on your own.
Well, I told you basically what it was.
Okay.
It's the vegetables. Anything vegetable is complex. Okay. Anything pasta, the rice, the potatoes.
Okay, let me tell you the three types of carbohydrates. You have the sugar, you have the starch, you have the fiber. People don't think fiber is a carbohydrate.
Well, fiber is really, you could say that's a complex. It's a fiber,
it is.
Carbohydrate.
And they all consist of sugar. Simple sugars, fructose, lactose, only have one or two molecules of sugar. See, that's what people don't see. Starch and fiber are the complex, as you said, and they're made of 300 to 400 of sugar molecules. See, that's what. This is what people don't get because it actually.
I don't
like
think people
want to
know.
Yeah.
Because they get lost in the whole nutrition.
They get lost in that. This is what we do.
Nutrient. That's all because we deal with this.
But see, what people have to realize is what happens during digestion is simple carbohydrates and simple sugars and complex starches break down into single molecules. And that's really, and you're thinking about the hardship of them breaking down. And that's where it goes into simple and complex. And the complex usually gives you a little bit more energy. The simple gives you the quick high.
Right.
And that's why when people have, and years ago, I mean, I remember like at Little League games when the kids used to get, you know, tired, what did the coaches run out and give? A Snickers bar or a Mound.
They still have that as the commercial.
Right, but
they
don't do it as much. Now they actually, I've heard
it's
of.
It's a sugar high is what they want.
I've heard of coaches going out with pitas full of peanut butter, which is, that's what.
It takes longer to eat.
Well, you know, well, not really if you roll it up nice.
Well, you know what, if you think about it, it's just that sugar high they want. They want you to get that sugar high and that burst of energy that you could play that 1 hour game
right.
And then you don't. Okay? And it usually doesn't last that long either, that sugar high. The sugar high is really 10 minutes, they say.
Well, you know, and that's really the thing. It's a matter of a molecule of sugar getting into the bloodstream slower.
Right.
And that's...
Well, I'm talking about the simple sugars.
Right.
You know, that stays very quickly.
Exactly. Exactly.
So spikes very high.
And that's what people forget. Simple sugars gain quick access and spike the blood sugar. And that's what doesn't last you. And that's why people will have this sugar rush midday,
mm-hmm.
and they crash,
mm-hmm.
and they wonder why. Because you know, if you really do the map of it, it makes perfect sense of why it just it hits you. You feel great, and all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah, and then you feel like you're supposed to take a nap.
Yeah, well, that's why, you know, I remember the pictures that my mother had in the photo album after. Big Sunday dinner, which, you know, was...
I know, it was basically
pasta.
You know, pasta.
So you're
sure.
Talking about that starch,
mm-hmm.
and it would be like a siesta. Everybody would like to be, you know, sleep on the couch or something after all those carbohydrates.
And then you think about people like marathon runners. Let's say I'm carbing,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm loading, carb loading, and they'll eat all that pasta, rice, all that stuff to get into their systems.
Right.
So their upcoming race, they'll do that 24 hours prior to the race. Are they not sleeping? Because I would be sleeping if I ate all that stuff.
You know,
I never got that.
It's funny because I think it's more ceremony because they still do this in Central
Park. They still do
after the marathon.
Yeah.
They have that carb loading thing, and they have tents of, I'm not kidding, I've been there a couple times, of like trays of lasagna and pasta and all of that. And, you know, the funny thing is that the runners that I know of, what they're doing now, is they actually just eat sensible. They eat a lot more, but they're having
more vegetables.
Yeah. They're having broccoli.
Meats and more vegetables.
They're having steak, broccoli. They're having
yep.
asparagus. They're having all of that the night before as opposed to the pasta.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just like, I think, you know, sometimes I think things are based on tradition.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just, you know, and it's ceremony. It's just like a fun thing to do. And, you know, as long as the New York Marathon is going on, they've been doing this. So how long is the New York Marathon? Maybe 40, 50 mm-hmm. years, right? Something
yeah.
like that. So,
marathon.
Yeah.
Not soon.
Should ask somebody. I mean, I've been involved in that for so many years.
It's the 54th annual marathon, New York City Marathon. Don't they usually say it?
40. You know, I want to say that since I have a memory, I remember hearing about it. I remember like being on the periphery of like hearing about the New York Marathon.
I mean, not going off track, but was it last year they canceled the marathon? Or was it
the
year before?
They canceled it with Sandy, right?
So it was the year before.
Right.
The year before, okay.
Right, so that was 2 years
yeah.
ago. And I remember there was a whole big...
The year before. I mean, it was just 1 year, you know.
Yeah.
That we had
You know, it made sense, you know.
Oh,
because,
of course. I was just thinking about... Yeah. That's
mm-hmm.
Michael Bloomberg was still the mayor.
Right,
at the time.
And you know, it should have been canceled. That was just my opinion.
Well, you know him.
Because,
he was just making money. He wanted to make money.
No, but, you know, it did make sense because Central Park was damaged. There was live wires. So,
he didn't care what was it. He just wanted
make
to make
sense.
Money, bring money into the city. That was his longing.
Well, you know,
that was
that
it.
Thing. people that had to travel in from other
still
countries.
Still did, yeah.
Still did, and, you know, neither here nor there. But that's what they're doing for the marathon now. They're looking in terms of protein and, you know, the natural sugars. Now, I think it's fair to say that we said that the natural sugars are found in fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, whole grains,
mm-hmm.
right?
Do nuts have
sugar? Totally.
I don't think a lot.
No, walnuts have some sugar. Right, but see, that's what they're calling the good. See, and this is where
right.
it gets confusing.
All of it's good sugars because it doesn't have a lot.
Right, and now I think that's a very good point, Elise Ziegelman, that you said that, because look, I have sugar. I mean, if I don't have sweet and low available, I'll have some sugar in my coffee. But you know, I won't do it that much. So I mean, unless you're having 6 or 7 teaspoons of your sugar 7 times a day, I mean, it's not the wisest choice that you could make,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the worst thing that you could do for your body. So my thinking is, you know, if you have to have sugar at one point, you know, in the form of sugar, okay, maybe 1 teaspoon, 2 teaspoons, that's about it. But, you know, you have to be mindful to make sure that the rest of your day you're watching for the sugars that are going to creep in naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you're going to say something, I cut you off.
No, you know, I'm thinking about basically the Atkins diet, how the Atkins diet gets your body into the state of ketosis and where there is no sugar.
Right.
And that's where you'll lose weight. It's just constantly eliminating sugar completely from your diet, where people still survive. You can't live without sugar, I'm thinking. No?
I mean,
your body does need it. It doesn't need it as much as we think, but I'm not agreeing with that diet because it was just butter and bacon.
Butter and bacon, yeah.
Like that. Remember all that stuff that
you, yeah.
you lived on, but they said that made your arteries healthier and stuff like that. I don't see it, but it was proven that it worked. But I'm just saying to the fact that people lived without sugar in their diet for weeks.
Yeah,
for weeks.
Of course, you can live without it, absolutely.
Yeah, so is it really a necessity for your body? That's what I'm trying to say. And you know what? If we didn't have sugar, there would be no such thing as diabetes.
Now, see, this is what I always think about with these diets. That
put away the diet.
No,
put
I
away
don't
the
say.
Diet. I'm just saying in general that you can, I think you can live with having sugar, sugar in your diet.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let's be serious. You could live without water to a certain extent until you can.
No, I don't think you could live without
water.
Well,
you know what I'm saying. Something like this, something like sugar is not air, it's not water. So your body will function. But what I think about with these diets that radically change your system, radically change your intake, your body is forced to react differently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I highlight the word differently. It doesn't mean it's working better. It's working differently than it has before. Is it working more efficiently? Possibly. You know, it's really so hard to really, you know, have a paper trail of all these things because these things are done in the short term. Can you do this long term? No. Now, what does that tell you?
You know, I'm reading over here that it says the American Heart Association recommends that women consume no more than 6 teaspoons. 6 teaspoons, which is really nothing, of added sugar a day. That's added sugar, okay?
Right.
No matter what kind of form it comes in, that's only 6 teaspoons.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's just recommended. I'm sure it's less than that. And I'm sure that it's really, at our stage of the game, they're saying that we're in our 50s, I don't really think it's necessary to have sugar. I think it's necessary, not in the simple state, maybe in the complex, meaning that you can have, you know, I totally believe that everybody has to have vegetables, okay? It has vitamins, minerals, and everybody needs that in their diet. But I'm sure you don't need to have it in your diet.
Yep. By completely, what do you mean?
I don't think that you need it in your diet.
At all?
No.
Vegetables?
Not, well, I believe it. But I think your body can live without it. If you eat a if you have a vitamin every day to supplement that those vitamins and minerals that you're missing out in those vegetables.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying.
Don't you know.
I agree. You know, again, nothing except the denial of oxygen and water will kill us. Really, nothing
right.
except that. So long-term effects of you know, the restriction of sugar, vegetable. You would have to really watch somebody for 10 years not having, because that's really, a study really isn't concrete unless it's done for over 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to follow somebody who did not have vegetable or sugar in this and see how their body would, the body would exist but would thrive. And this is what I was saying about all these diets. They do force your body to work differently. Is it going to be effectively? Who knows? But they do this in the short term, and anything that's done in the short term, I always say, well, because you can't do it in the long term because it would be dangerous. So
mm-hmm.
why would you do it in the short term? That's always been my thing. So can the human body live without sugar the way we get it from Domino, the way we get it from a Snickers bar? Of course, I think so. I
definitely,
think so.
Definitely, definitely.
But, you know, the bottom line is, where does it sneak in other areas where people don't, and again.
You know, it all depends on the individual. They themselves not know that they're not having no sugar. And they would just, I think the body just needs water, air,
mm-hmm.
and protein.
Exactly.
Tell you the truth. But it has to be lean protein, because I wouldn't eat that fat protein. The butters and the bacon, and all that, to me, that's just garbage protein. It's not going to build on yourself. It produces new cells, it produces new muscle, you know, that it regenerates protein. I don't see how sugar does that to you. All it does, it gets into your diaphragm and gives you, especially complex, gives you extra energy that you need for later
it.
In the day.
That's about it.
So I think that protein will do that job because it regenerates you.
Of course.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't think the body needs sugar.
Well, think about this. Other than the spike in energy,
right?
It does nothing as
it
far
does nothing
as
nutritionally
or reparation.
Nothing.
No, which protein does.
Mm-hmm.
Protein
right. It regenerates your body.
Exactly. So definitely, I mean, and not to say that everything isn't part of the plan and everything isn't important. And that little bit of spike that you get, at, you know, in the middle of the day after you have whatever sugar intake you have, okay, fine, that's getting you from to the next 4 hours until you go home. Is it necessarily healthy? Of course not. Can you do it by way of fruit? Can you do it? Of course you can. I mean, and you know what also is a great form of sugar, and it's a natural sugar? Figs.
Yeah.
And
well, then,
I
you know,
love
anything
them.
That grows from the earth.
Right.
Is
that's
in a
exactly
natural
right.
form is the best sugar you could have, you know,
people
because the earth is
that.
Producing it. And if the earth can produce it, then we can digest it.
Exactly. And cherries. I mean, I love cherries.
Any
I
kind
love
of fruit,
grapes.
You know, any kind of
fruit. I mean, if you're a big fan of fruits, then you know what? Why not take
you got
that?
Yeah, I mean, right.
Instead of the thickest bars that everybody has in their desk or the Kit Kat bars. I mean, have a piece of fruit. I mean, maybe not an apple because you have to cut it out.
Well, if you ask me, I'd rather have the candy bar. But ask me which is the healthier, I would say the fruit.
There are not many people that would say if calorically they were the equivalent and health-wise
it doesn't
they
even matter calorically. Healthily.
No,
healthily.
Right. They would choose the Snickers bar,
mm-hmm.
the apple over the Snickers bar. Of course they
right.
wouldn't.
Well, they say banana is the healthiest snack you could ever. It's the healthiest snack on the planet. It has everything in that skin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Unpeel a banana and you get the most healthiest
Absolutely.
Snack around. It has the potassium. It has the vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
It has,
Absolutely.
You know, a little protein. It has the the complex carbs that you need. It gives you that boost of energy. Whatever you need is in that banana.
And you know something? I remember on Fridays, my mother would make peanut butter and bananas. That was always
yeah.
a sandwich.
Well, that's
and
a great... Well, What did I make the other day with the wraps
absolutely.
And the bananas?
Absolutely.
That
That's
was a peanut butter wrap, and instead of bread, I made the whole wheat wrap.
And my mother used to make it on, they weren't doing, there no such thing as pita then, but it was like on whole wheat bread, because we never had white bread in the house. But, and that was fine.
Yeah.
And
but it's delicious.
It was absolutely delicious. Yeah. And that was considered a treat, you know? Because, you know, being Catholic, we didn't have meat on Friday, so we couldn't have, like, a sandwich. We'd have to have something like that. And she was going to make sure at night.
Yeah,
and
we have to have a show of cured meats. How bad that is.
Oh, God, yeah. That could be
it's so bad for you. People understand how cured meats is the worst thing for you. Okay. That's another show.
That'll be another show.
Yeah,
what could the title be? Because you know.
Cured meats?
No, because wait a second, because you know.
Pick something
well,
with
you
meat.
Know something. No, you know something, Elite. No, this is not your crowd. It's not, but there's an old song, an old jazz song, I'm Your Meat.
I'm Your Meat? Really?
I got to let you hear it first, actually. I'm Your Meat. Yeah, if I'm for you, Lord, Lord, you're my meat. Yeah. That's,
who wrote that? Who wrote that kind of song?
You know something? You might know it. I'm going to play it for you.
I'm Your Meat?
I'm Your Meat. Fat and Forty, Lordy. In fact, Joe Jackson had an album out. You like Joe Jackson. Mm-hmm. Called Jumping Jive, and he does that song.
Wow. I want to hear it.
Fat and Forty, Lordy, Lordy. That's not you. I'm just saying. But that would be, because you know I like to figure out.
Well, that's going to be our show.
Because you know, meats are so bad for you.
Well, you know, meat in general isn't the best for you. I mean, I mean, if you really, you know, when
you know what, you know, in moderation, it ain't gonna kill you. It ain't gonna kill you at all. But getting back to your fruits,
talk to you about
how sugar can take fruit and make it a really high caloric fruit. Let's say you take apricot.
Gotcha. Right with you, buddy.
Take dried apricots.
Yeah.
It doubles its caloric content because of the sugar, correct?
Any dry fruit.
That's exactly right.
Is immersed with sugar and dried, and it's just doubled with calories.
And see, that's what,
how come that happens?
That's why you tell, when you have something in its raw and natural form, and it's not touched by man.
Right. Anything that's
it's
not natural
fine.
Anymore
but
until
to go
they touch
the process.
It.
Because to have something on a shelf X amount of days, weeks, whatever, you have to put chemicals in it
to preserve
keep it fresh.
It.
Now, being everything is of the system that everything affects everything else, those chemicals have to change. What chemicals are already there.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So sometimes, like when you mix medications, if you take one medication mixed with something else, it might spike the effectiveness
it
of one.
It could be dangerous.
Or dilute the potency of the other. And that's what, is that impressive to you?
Well, no. It's just, you know, the audience was like saying, ooh, they didn't know that.
They just know.
Yeah.
It's a shame that they didn't know.
It's a lot of people we have to educate.
That's what we're here for, Lee.
That's right. That's right.
And you know what else we're here for?
What?
Did I tell you, Elite, and I'm sure I did, but I didn't tell the audience, that what we're doing now is we're partnering with, you know, wedding blogs are very big, as you know. We don't understand that. I don't understand the whole process of blogging, and I have nothing bad to say about blogging, but...
You know, blogging, I think it's just somebody's perspective of what's happening within the business or within their own perspective of what they're blogging, no?
You know, Lee, but I always think of the dollars and cents, and I don't know how that makes money. That's
well,
the,
you
that's
said they probably have sponsors.
The people actually make a lot of money blogging, and you're laughing.
No, you know, people just don't blog and make money.
But
people have to have some sponsor to make that blog. Oh, I like what this guy says. You know what? I'm going to sponsor him because I agree with everything he says. And then he'll probably maybe, you know, with blogging, it's usually done on the internet, right?
Yeah.
And have you ever seen, like, you'll see the article, that's something you were just looking at. And you see all those little things around, the spam that's around it.
Yeah.
I bet you any amount of money, those are their sponsors that's thrown onto their page.
Possibly.
And I bet you that's how they make money.
Because we just can't. If anybody knows how bloggers make money,
347-857-186. Call us. Give us a call now.
Because we're in the dark about that.
But what I wanted to say, Lee, was.
That wasn't what you wanted to say?
No, but you actually said on point. So I still have wiggle room here. I could still say what I have to say. Wedding bloggers are, and we just find out things piecemeal as we go along. The industry has become very wedding blog heavy. So what Lee and I are doing is we're partnering with different wedding blogs. And last week, if people were listening to the show, we had Jen Pollock on, and she is the CEO and creator of the Overwhelming Bride. And that's a pretty happening blog. And what we're doing now is we're partnering with different blogs, and what we're doing is putting our virtual training service, which if we haven't told you about it, virtual training is probably, unless you have a really, really, really good excuse for not wanting to work out, when you could put on your computer, you could watch the 900 videos that we have up there, and if that's not enough, if you have a question, you could Skype either Elite, myself, or one of our trainers. If you have a question on any of those clearly mapped out exercises, if you could still say, I don't have the time, if you could still say, I can't do it, if you could still say, I couldn't change into my sweats, I didn't have gas in the car. If you could say that, when we're offering you virtual training for $69, flash fee, lifetime, that's all, go away, don't let me look at you, don't embarrass me, walk away, $69. I think I think I deserve an applause.
You deserve a lot more, but, you know.
And being the show is about sugar, I think I'd need a kiss. Give me some sugar, Elite.
You want some sugar?
No. There we go. Thank you. Because I made a very nice speech. But that's what we're doing. Thank you. That's enough. Now I got to finish talking. I got to get away from me, woman. I got to talk. But what we're doing, this is PG-13. Let's not go there. What I'm trying to say is what we're doing is partnering with these wedding blogs who will put our link up there. And all their thousands of brides and grooms that go to their blog, they will see us, they will train with us. And that's what we're doing now. So we're partnering with a few different wedding, and we'll name them as we go along. We don't want to say anything right now. But that's what we're going to be doing for the bridal season that is upon us. It's starting, you know, shows are starting already. So this is prime time to get involved. And peak time usually is little mid-November to late November. But this is what we're doing with these wedding bloggers. Because how they really exist is they usually have vendors coming in and buying advertising time. This is how everybody's going to make money. To put our links on there. You go to those, read their blogs, be part of their information, and, you know, you train with us too. And if you just want to buy our virtual training, just go to our website, www.thebridalbodyshop.com.
Thebridalbodyshop.com. Our email is thebridalbodyshop@aol.com.
But what you could do is just go and there's some sample exercises that you don't have to pay for. You don't have to be a member. You'll see about 6 or 7 exercises that you could just look at and see, you know, but there's 900 of them, 900 different exercises that you could have at any point, and you have access to us.
I don't even know if I know 900 exercises.
It's a lot. You know, it's a really, really well stocked library. And but you know, what we're really selling, you know, and I always say it's not the steak that sells, it's the sizzle. We're selling us. We're selling our knowledge. We're selling the knowledge of our trainers. We are selling accessibility. Accessibility to our brain. You can call us. You can say, you know what, I don't, you know what, I was looking at, and what's really cool is all these little categories are set up. I was looking at tricep and I was looking at the third one, and I don't understand how to do it. You know what? Either Elite or myself or one of the trainers say, okay, this is how you do it. You can do a variation on that. That's really what you're paying for. You're not just paying for that. But people, $69 and that's it and you're done for your life? You have access to this library. That's it. One payment. You can't do better than that. 212-460-1879 or just go to the Bridal Body Shop, www.thebridalbodyshop.com for crying out loud. You know, the more we hear about brides and grooms, last minute details, the invitation's this, the dress wasn't ready. But you don't have time to even get into a gym. Okay, you don't want to see one of our trainers. Okay, you don't want to get to the gym. Okay, don't tell me you don't have time for this. And don't tell me that you can't afford $69. Don't tell me that. Because you can afford $89. If we put it up to $100, you could still afford that and get that case of champagne. Don't let me come here and embarrass you. You know who you are.
It's $69 and maybe a pair of 5-pound dumbbells. That's about
it. That's what I'm saying. $69, does that get you in a gym elite? No.
Not even.
Come on. And does that get you information for life?
It's unbelievable what you get you. It's really unbelievable. It gets you information for life plus some motivation, incentive, whatever you need. It's there for you.
And you know, people, once we get rich and famous, it's going to go up to $300 a minute. So get it now. $69, you're not going to get any better than that. And truthfully, honestly, all kidding aside, and I'm being fresh, it can't be made easier. It honestly cannot be made any easier for you.
Nope.
So take advantage of that. Look at it now. See if it's for you. And you know what? The worst that happens is I'm sure that you bought pairs of shoes and jackets and makeup that, you know, you didn't like, and now it's on the shelf or it's in the closet. This is something that is ongoing. This is something that can't serve you poorly. This is something you can't throw away because even if you don't use it now, if you remember, you get your own code, and then you call us up. And then you say, you know something, even five months ago, I bought, you know, your virtual training a few months ago, and, you know, I want to get started now. Can you help me? Okay. What else can you do? What else can you do that will be that ongoing? That's going to be that seamless. Nothing, really nothing. And nothing is going to be cheaper or a better investment for your health. So, like I said, 212-460-1879. Give us a call, and we'll talk about it to you. And, we might even give you a one-day sample for free. What do you think of that? And then change the code real quick. What do you think, Elise?
That's mean.
Oh, we can't be giving away our wares for nothing.
No. Of course not. And you know what the best thing about this is to say, you know, if you bring a friend over, you could both do it together with that $69. You can get two for one.
Yes.
Don't you think about it. They're working out from the computer. They're picking up an exercise and working out with a friend. Let's say one of their bridesmaids, the groom. Who knows? You could do it together. We ain't going to know that.
Now we do. Now we're going to set up things in everybody's house. Now we're giving everybody ideas and how to
her person
us.
That we're
thank you,
do.
Elite Siegelman.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
We're teaching people to steal from the bridal body shop.
I'm just telling you, and what you can get for $69 is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, I don't shop much, but I know you do. You can't get a sweater for that.
No.
So this is what I'm saying. So, I mean, people just, you know, it's so worth it. It's something that, you know, like I said, even if you stopped and you said, you know, I bought it, I'm really not interested, and then 6 months from now you decide you are, we're still here. We're still here for you. So I think that's about it. Lee, what else did you want to say?
I think they're foolish if they don't take, you know, involve in this. This is the best deal ever.
You can't get better than those.
No. Didn't you have to mention somebody?
Oh, yeah. You know who I love. I love our friends at Muscle Sport Magazine. And, you know, people think the bridal body shop, oh, we'll just go through this. No. So we dummy things down a little bit. You know,
we work out with the big boys.
We work out with the big boys, and this is just a great magazine. And you know what? You could find it in. It's one of these freebie magazines that I used to give it to you, and people used to. Oh my God! When I gave it to you, you put it out in the gym. Any gym you were in, it was gone in 2 seconds. It is so informative, and you know what's nice? It's not ad heavy. It's not. It doesn't have a whole lot of.
And you know why? Because it's free. There's nobody paying for those ads, and that's the best thing. The best thing.
And you know what's nice? It's too. It's like when you and I were starting to read about bodybuilding, like people like Vince Taylor, Lee Haney, all these old Robbie Robinson, all these people are still like, you know, still mentioned. You know, it's not just a new crowd. It's just like, you know, all these old people revisited.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really informative articles without all the fluff, without the TNA, without all, you know, all of that sells magazines. And I'm not saying don't do it. It's a really, really great magazine. And, you know, they have an online magazine as well. So if you go to MuscleSportMagazine.com, and just Google them, just see what they're up to. I think they're coming out. I think the new one comes out this month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, sure, because we have 1 more week to the month. So we love them, and we want you to love them. But yeah, Muscle Sport Magazine, really, really great. And I think they're in GNC. I've seen them.
Are they in vitamin shops?
I think so.
I saw them in vitamin shops.
I think they are. But you know what? That's the beauty of computers. You know, just go online,
you know,
and we get there.
Your computer is the world from the outside, just at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Cool. It is. Whatever you need to know, it's at your fingertips.
It's amazing.
It
really
is amazing.
Because
what we were brought up on encyclopedias.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
and
what
you,
we had.
There was something nice about having to do that, because I remember when we had to do projects and everything in school, my mother would be like, okay, this is what you need, and you just have to look it up yourself.
Yeah, I took out one volume of that encyclopedia set.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it, the E? We took out the E for elephants.
You had it on
elephants.
That's exactly right.
But the computer is amazing. It's amazing. Just like they can find muscle sport, they can find a virtual training, they can work out. It's just amazing.
It's a beautiful world, Lisa.
Yeah.
Beautiful world. And I think that's about it for our show.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I think they did too, huh?
They loved it.
Amazing.
We go back to Pump It Up next week because I think that's
I can't,
you know,
I don't play it here?
Well, you can at the end if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Excuse me, everybody, but I don't like that other one.
Okay, you don't have to. You know what? It's all about you, Lee.
That's it.
You know, that's
at the
it.
End, because I'm pressing that button at the end.
And you're controlling. You're controlling the
mm-hmm.
the board,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
it definitely is about you.
Yeah. See?
So, in saying that, I want to thank. Once again, my lovely co-host, Lee Siegelman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
For holding back the hordes of fans, for contributing to banter, and just making it a nice, smooth ride all around as usual.
Yes, and to winning the game that you played.
You did win the game. Well, it really wasn't about winning.
Well, you know.
But you won. Yes, you won.
I won.
Yes.
I won all of them, right? Yeah.
So we will be back.
You.
Thank you for the sugar. So we will be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel, and we wish all those observing a happy new year.
Happy new year.
And to you, my love. Happy new year. Thank you. And we hope that you all see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Drive us home, Elite.
There we go.